men on to ever greater heights. It is all very silly, but hugely enjoyable and brilliantly sustained. I assumed that it was one of those books, like 1066 and all that, or Diary of a Nobody, that everyone in Britain was familiar with, but that I, as a foreigner, had come too late. The edition I owned contained not a word of information about the author. Wishing to know something of his background and eager to seek out whatever else he had written, I mentioned the book to friends and asked about it in bookshops. But neither then nor later did I find anyone who was acquainted with either Bowman or his book. For most people, it appears, Rumdoodle is the funniest book they have never heard of. Years passed. My hair began its long descent to various of my cranial cavities, and I moved on from the Times. Rumdoodle went with me when I moved from London to Yorkshire and thence to America, but never did I learn anything more of its author. Then, in 1997, after I spoke about the book on a radio programme in London, I received a cheerful and kindly note, written in an elegant hand, from Eva Bowman, widow of the author, and we began to correspond. Eventually, I met her and her son, Guy, and from them I began at last to learn a little more about the long and fitful history of one of my favourite books, and the quietly mysterious man who wrote it. The Ascent of Rumdoodle was published in early 1956